He is a best-selling author, actor, and television personality. He is the mastermind and host of the television show Good Eats on the Food Network. He also created the miniseries Feasting on Asphalt and Feasting on Waves. And he is the host and primary commentator on Iron Chef America. His dedication, enthusiasm, and knowledge of food shine through on his shows and in his books. He is the author of 7 books, including, by the way, best-selling books, including I'm Just Here for the Food, for which he won the James Beard Foundation Award for Best Cookbook in the Reference category, and Good Eats, Volumes 1, 2, and 3, each of which made the New York Times bestseller list. He was named Cooking Teacher of the Year by Bon Appetit magazine in 2004, and in 2011 he won the James Beard Award for Best Television Food Personality. He said of his faith, "Yes, I am a Christian. I hope my faith and religion plays into everything I do. One of the things I pray for on a daily basis is that whatever God wants me to be doing, it's reflected through my actions, how I deal with other people, and the way I do my job. I hope I do it in a way that pleases Him. Like today, I'm in an 11-hour shoot where I am the writer, the executive producer, the host, and the director. It's a lot of stress. Tempers can flare. Words can be said. So there's one whole level on a day-to-day basis of just trying to act the best one can. As far as other decisions, my wife runs the company. We try not to make any big decisions about the direction of this company or my career without praying about it first. We try to listen to what God says to us pretty hard, and we say no to a lot of things because of that. We're not rich, and that's because if we don't get a clear feeling for what we ought to be doing, we don't do it. We turn down endorsements. We say no to things. You know, none of this is mine. For some reason, I am being trusted with it, and I take the stewardship of it really, really seriously. When asked whether he finds the Food Network and the culinary world an awkward place to bring up his Christian faith, he said, "Well, I'm not a spooky snake handler because I live in Georgia and I'm a Christian, that I believe in the Bible, that I travel with the Bible, that I read the Bible every day. I'm still me. I'm still a guy doing a job. I find, actually, that people ask me a lot about it. I don't hit people over the head with the Bible. I don't speak in tongues, but I will tell you, we live in an extremely materialistic society. Food, people, I think, tend to be more spiritual. But it is very tough to be in media. When I go to New York and I tell people I am going to church tomorrow, people take a couple of steps back from me. What I've learned to do is go ahead and take two steps forward. It's tough, and there have been times when I've broken out in a sweat a little. I still feel a funny little tinge in my stomach when I'm out to dinner with my wife and daughter in New York. We'll go to dinner and we'll be sitting around the table and we'll say grace. You know what? People are going to stare at you. I used to feel really self-conscious about it, but I've gotten to a point where I think I'm not going to feel bad about that. I'm not going to apologize about it, but it is interesting. His name is Alton Brown. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Just as Alton Brown trusts Jesus Christ as his Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to do the same today. Here is how. Number one, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states very clearly in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Fifth, dear friend, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these truths in mind, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have done the most important thing in life, and He's done everything for you, for He paid it all. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.